From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia plans to host a Syrian peace congress to press for a diplomatic solution to end the nearly 7-year conflict. Turkey and Iran are on board. The leaders of the three countries met Wednesday in the Black Sea resort of Sochi, 2 days after President Vladimir Putin hosted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Putin said Syrians will determine their own future, but acknowledged reform and compromise won't come easily. A date for the meeting has not yet been set, but University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said the U.S. is not involved.
Unfortunately, we haven't really been committed in all of this. And the sad thing is 450,000 people, civilians, have been killed and 25% of the population displaced abroad. I mean, this is serious, and we're not paying much attention to it right now.
The next round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks is scheduled to get underway November 28. In Saudi Arabia, members of the opposition reportedly demanded Mr. Assad's ouster before any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwe Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country, preparing to be sworn in as president, following Tuesday's resignation of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. Mnangagwa addressed thousands of supporters, saying the people have spoken, and that's why Mr. Mugabe had to step down.
The voice of the people is the voice of God. Today, we are witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy for our country.
Mnangagwa's dismissal 2 weeks ago triggered a military takeover that led to Mr. Mugabe's resignation. He said he wants to grow the economy. This is VOA News. 22 years after the worst post-war European atrocity, the UN Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday that former Bosnian Serb Army Commander Ratko Mladic was guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The charges stem from the 1995 massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica, as well as the siege of Sarajevo. He was sentenced to life in prison. Mladic denounced the proceedings as a lie and had to be removed from the courtroom in The Hague. Serb officials, including Prime Minister Ana Brnabic, said it's time to look forward.
When I said that we need to look to the future, I also need to add that our hearts are with all the victims, and all the victims on all sides.
Mladic plans to appeal the conviction. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein praised the decision as a momentous victory for justice. Argentina's Navy has asked an international search and rescue effort to return to an area once surveyed in the South Atlantic to investigate a sound detected from near the last known location of a missing Argentine submarine that disappeared a week ago with 44 crew members. It's being called a hydroacoustic anomaly. There's growing concern oxygen supplies aboard the ARA San Juan are running out. The U.S. has called the security operation in Myanmar, also known as Burma, targeting the Muslim Rohingya minority ethnic cleansing and threatening targeted sanctions. Toronto-based rights and democracy activist Vijay Sapani said it's about time for the U.S. to speak out.
The Rohingya population has been facing major persecution in the hands of the military, and it is time that a deep action is taken from the West. The U.S. needs to step in and curtail the actions of the junta. The military needs to be curtailed, and the time is high now.
Meanwhile, the Vatican has announced that Pope Francis will meet with Rohingya refugees in an interfaith meeting in Bangladesh next week, as well as security officials in Myanmar. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri Wednesday put off a threat to resign at the request of President Michel Aoun, deferring a crisis brought on by his sudden announcement to step down over growing Hezbollah involvement in regional conflicts. He returned Wednesday from Saudi Arabia amid Independence Day celebrations. Hassan Misto is a Hariri supporter.
He brings unity to people. He brings unity to people, Christians and Muslims. He is a good person, and he will make Lebanon better.
Mr. Hariri said he hoped his decision to postpone his departure will lead to a responsible dialogue to keep the country out of regional conflicts. Police in Papua New Guinea Thursday moved on a shuttered Australian-run detention camp, ordering hundreds of asylum seekers to leave. The refugees barricaded themselves in the Manus Island Center for more than 3 weeks. Wednesday, events marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of John F. Kennedy, the U.S. 35th president, officially came to a close in Brookline, Massachusetts, near Boston. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.